This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Police in Pueblo are seeking information about a female driver who's accused of hitting someone and then driving away. The police department tweeted pictures of the woman and the minivan she was reportedly driving on Sunday. The driver reportedly hit someone who was pushing shopping carts, causing minor injuries. Anyone with information is being asked to call the police department as soon as possible. Now to our coronavirus case count. In El Paso County, 73 new cases were reported yesterday. That's down substantially from the more than 100 cases reported the day previously. The county had two new deaths as well. There were 15 new cases in Pueblo County, which also had two new deaths. Teller County, four new cases. Fremont County with two. But it's important to note these numbers could be on the low side because of a gap in reporting over the holiday weekend. Some students are back in classrooms in Southern Colorado School District. KRDO's Mia Villanueva with more.
Teachers are expected to get vaccinated in Phase 1B. They're really hopeful this will give them some consistency. But keep in mind, it could be a lengthy process. The Colorado Department of Education says there are over 55,000 teachers in Colorado. But districts are working with what they have. They're doing the best they can right now. And they're sharing the common goal of getting elementary school students back in the classroom first. Now, today, all of District 11's elementary schools are returning to campus. Middle school and high school students are too, but only partly. They'll continue on a hybrid learning model this semester. Now, Harrison District 2 also bringing back its middle school students today, as well as elementary school and middle school students, as well as students in 6th, 9th, and 12th grades. Grades 8 and 10th will return to campus on February 1st, followed by 7th and 11th graders on the 22nd. Pueblo District 70, all middle school and elementary school students will return to in-person learning today. They are keeping their high schools on a hybrid learning model that will start next Tuesday, January 26th.
State health officials are working to get out the word that COVID-19 vaccines are safe and effective. A new informational campaign started yesterday. The Get the COVID-19 Vaccine Facts effort reinforces that people should rely on the state health department and other reliable sources for information. The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment, meanwhile, expecting all 459 COVID-19 vaccine providers to drop their ID requirements or face serious consequences. COVID Incident Commander Scott Bookman says there could be problems with requiring IDs as a prerequisite of getting the shot.
We know that for some people, being asked to produce government ID can be a deterrent from them accessing this vaccine, and that does not get us to our goal of saving lives and ending this pandemic.
Coloradans also are urged to read up on how the shots work so they're ready when it's their turn to get it. The campaign will run through the end of March. We now know the name of the 37-year-old man facing charges following a deadly crash in Teller County. Investigators say a pickup truck was heading west on U.S. 24 Sunday afternoon and hit a vehicle stopped on the shoulder of the roadway. The driver of the stopped vehicle died in the crash. State troopers arrested Scott Johnson for suspicion of driving under the influence. Change could be on the horizon for Colorado's criminal justice system. Attorney General Phil Weiser told members of the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Colorado Holiday Commission that he wants to push new reforms through the legislature this year.
Because the current structure of bail is pretty simple. If you're rich, you don't sit in jail while you're waiting for your trial. If you're poor, you're stuck.
Weiser says people who are unable to pay bail for small offenses could lose their livelihoods in the process.
Snow showers out there tapering off from north to south in southern Colorado through the rest of the morning and into the afternoon, with most of the trouble spots on the roadways being up Highway 24 in Woodland Park and far western El Paso County and south of Pueblo, even near Walsenburg and Trinidad if you are traveling today. But mostly dry roads in the Colorado Springs metro area with high temperatures to about 34 degrees today. In Colorado Springs, 38 in Pueblo. From the StormTrack 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Sam Postage, KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.